basically said that this is the stage of these weeks right now. It's partly Kabbalah Satorah, which we're counting towards the Torah, towards Kabbalah Satorah, towards Har Sinai. And at the same time, we're working on our relationships. And I think it's very appropriate, this pshat, in the Parsha Perek Tezayin Pasuk Tes. You guys will remember this, or Pasuk Ches, I'm sorry. V'nasan Aaron al Shnei Hasi'irim. This is talking about Yom Kippur. There were two goats. Two goats. Goral Echad Lashem, the Goral Echad Lazazel. One goat goes to Hashem, and the other goat goes to Azazel, right? Anybody know how to translate Azazel?
Gehenna.
One is for good, and one is not good. One is for Hashem, and the other one, I read Rav Sham Shrofo Hirsch. Sounds like this. I'll try and... One goat is offered as a sacrifice. Its blood is sprinkled in the Beis HaMikdash. The other one is sent into the wilderness. These two goats are to be purchased at the same time and are to be identical in appearance, size, and value. Exact twins, identical twin goats. Everything is the same. This is so deep, everyone. Everything is identical except their ultimate fate. The two goats represent two identical outcomes, diametrically opposed destinies. The animal marked for Hashem is an offering. Its blood affects atonement and holiness. The animal marked Azazel remains intact while its companion is slaughtered. So you're watching it, right? You have these two identical goats. This goat slaughtered, blood, ugh. The other one is free, totally free. It is afterwards taken to a high rock where it stands alive and free, flaunting destiny. Suddenly, this is Rav Sham Shrofal Hirsch, it is pushed, causing it to topple backwards, ignorant of the final doom that awaits it. The goat that stands erect while the other one is sacrificed does not realize the advent of its own fate. It momentarily stands free, proud, and arrogant, being able to foil death. Little does it perceive the future that awaits it. Rav Hirsch points out the symbolic value inherent in the lives of these two goats. They represent the two paths open to each and every one of us through the principle of free will. Free will. One of the crazy things that Hashem put us in this world and said, you know what? You could do whatever it is that you want to do. You could do whatever it is that you want to do. Now, everyone's will is different. Everybody's free will is different. But everybody has a choice. Through the principle of free will, we maintain the option to decide our own future. Either Lashem or to Azazel. The path Lashem begins and seems sacrificial. It's very, very difficult. I've said this many, many, many times. It's much easier, right? One of my favorite lines, don't follow the crowd when the crowd is lost. dead fish go with the flow. Why do I love those lines? Because they're true. Everybody, okay, I'm doing whatever everybody's doing, what everybody's doing. That's what everyone says. That's what everyone does. To stand alone and to make a decision to have a good marriage, to make a decision to be in a chevra, and it's one of the hardest things in the world, and to be able to say, no, I can't hang out with these, with this chevra anymore. Not that I don't love them. Not that I'm judging anyone. I don't know if you ever heard the line, don't judge because we sin differently. That's a joke. It's not a joke. Don't judge because we sin differently, but the fact that you never heard it. So that's not a problem. I'm not judging somebody if I'm not hanging around that person. I'm not judging them. I'm just saying that I need and want to live differently. Says Reb Shlomo Shofel Hirsch, the path L'Hashem begins with self-sacrifice. By abdicating all egotism and renouncing, I don't know what abdicating means, but I guess getting rid of, anyone know what abdicating is? What? Relinquish. Nice, thank you. By abdicating all egotism and renouncing all self-centered existence, one is prepared, listen to this, to sacrifice oneself for Hashem, something greater than me. You know, I get a lot of chizik, I just want to tell you. I don't want to start mentioning names, but I get a lot of inspiration from chevra when they've been in yeshivas, and they've been in certain yeshivas, and every yeshiva is beautiful, and they're in a certain stage in their life with shidduchim, and the way people are going to perceive them, quote unquote, and they're true to themselves. They're true to themselves, and they're honest with themselves, and they don't, I don't want to say they don't care, because it's normal to care what people think. If you don't care what people think, you're delusional. You're in denial. Don't even notice I am lying. Just chazara, if you're someone who's never heard it, it's good to hear it again as many times as we could say it. Don't even notice I am lying. So if you think that you don't care what people think, then you're in denial, because it's very normal and very typical to care what people think. When I live my life based on what people think, that's a different story. To care what people think, that's very accurate, beautiful. Of course I care what my mother thinks, I care what my father thinks, I care what my friends think, I care what people think. But if I'm making decisions in my life based on what other people think, that's dangerous. You wanna ask an opinion, you wanna ask what's your opinion, you wanna ask your Rebbe, you wanna ask your father, your mother, your family, your close friend, that's great, that's beautiful. We have to ask other people. But to live my life because people think a certain way, no. What purports to be subservient and enslavement is essentially a proclamation of obedience, which results in one's entry into a higher and more genuine form of existence. It's called, you guys are going to like this, it's one of my favorite, sorry that I'm recording this and saying this, when you lose yourself, you lose yourself. Losing yourself, read, I want you guys to read, is Matas here? Matas Weinstein. You read the book, Reinventing Yourself, and he describes, Lahavdil, we're learning, talking Torah here, Lahavdil, Reinventing Yourself. Everyone here, it's like, reading Reinvent Yourself is like 101. Just becoming it's like the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. You gotta read, it's a very simple book, Reinventing Yourself. And one of the things he describes, you know what, the performers know this. Speak to, I'll just say his name, Bensie Newman. I mean, Bensie. Speak to someone who is up in front of people and knows how to lose. It's not about me. You could have someone in front of a crowd, of hundreds of thousands of people, and he's able to strum a guitar He's able to, you know, you watch Yaakov Herman perform. I said, one of the things with Sphira is I'm waiting, anxiously waiting to hear the first live music together. You watch Yaakov in his zone. That's when you lose yourself. This is going to sound classic me, but it's true. When you lose yourself, that's when you really, really, really might be able to find yourself in a certain way. Because I'm just going to be me. I'm going to do me. I'm going to sort of, it's like I once saw the guy, this is one of my favorite, I'll text him afterwards. I'll send him, lean out there. I'm going to send him a WhatsApp. We had an alumni Shabbos maybe 6-7 years ago in Lakewood. And after Shabbos, I was staying in this, we had this big house there. I was staying in the basement. I had like my own area. And one of the guys from Yeshiva, Matzei Shabbos, had his earphones on. And I was in my room. And there was a big basement, a big like open area. And he was sitting there with his earphones. He was listening, he must have been listening to some great geshmaka music. And his eyes were closed. And he didn't know I was down there. And he was dancing, you could chat GPT this one, dance like no one's looking. Just put that in there. There's a great line about that. Live like something, like live like someone, no, there's no tomorrow, something else. Something about dancing, like no, and this guy, I'll never forget. This guy was sitting there and he was dancing and dancing with his eyes closed. Dancing and dancing with his eyes closed, like, I was in awe. I walked out of my room and I saw him and I was emotional watching him. And then I like sort of like climbed back in my room because I didn't want him to stop, but I also wanted to watch him. So I was like trying to, and then he opened his eyes. I was like, oh, it was over. Now, again, I'm not saying, like I said, it's very normal to care how people look at you. It's normal to care, to make sure, you know, you got to make sure you look good emotionally. It's a normal thing. But the less and less and less and less a person lives like that, and the more we spoke about it the other night in Mesillas Yesharim about Leistakel Adam Chutz Me Arba Amosav, don't look out of your, just stay true, right? How many times have I seen? How many times have you seen someone sitting there davening Shmoneh Esrei, having his tefillin? It could be 4 p.m. It's one of the most beautiful sights in the world. The guy could be beating himself up. Oh yeah, I didn't go to davening. I'm late. But he's right before Shkia, yeah, right? You have it or not? That's it. Yeah. It's a good one, right? Right? To see that guy who's in his zone. And then what happens? The second someone looks at you, it's a very normal thing. The second someone catches you, it's over. It's over. So that goat is the highest form of service to Hashem. That's that one. Okay? That's that one. Ready for this one? Look at the other goat. The path to Azazel, which is H-E-L-L. It's H-E-L-L. People think, oh, Gehenim on the next world. Forget about Gehenim on the next world. I'm talking about Gehenim on this world. Forget about Gehenim on the next world. Living a life, listen to this. The path begins in an apparent contrasting manner. The second goat seems to be very immune to the sacrificial ritual. I'm not sacrificing my things. I'm going to stay in bed. I'm not going to live for a higher purpose. I want to be free. I want to be like everybody else. He represents the individual who seeks to affirm his independence by rejecting forms of sacrifice and devotion. He eludes any possibility of loss or death. I just want to say something parenthetically. People are afraid of death. People have anxiety and they're afraid of death. It's a gift from Hashem to be afraid of death. It's a gift for a person to be scared and to have anxiety that something's going to happen. Now, again, you want to make sure it's not overtaking your life, but it means you have expectations. It means that you know that life is real. It means that you know that I take my life. I always say this: when someone's upset at himself for not doing well and down, that he's living a certain way and he's beating himself up, you got to hug, right? I'll talk a little IFS over here. You have to hug that part that's beating yourself up, that you're not living the life you want to live. Why? Because that's beautiful. That means you believe in yourself. It means you hold of yourself. It means you have expectations from yourself. That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. He persistently rejects any claim. No, I'm good. I'm good. I don't have my anxiety. I'm not afraid of anything. What do you mean I'm not afraid of anything? Why does that make you macho not to be afraid of anything? It's very normal to be afraid of things. It's okay to say, I suffer and I have anxiety. I don't like big crowds. It's a natural thing. We'll save it. Again, we have to, I know we do this all the time. We're going to save it for No, we got to write it down for No Mic Mondays. I don't know how many Mondays, No Mic Mondays we have. We could add a few No Mic Wednesday Mondays. But what's up, child? We could talk about it. There's natural anxiety that people have. Why when someone walks into a wedding, does he have to go to the bar? Why is a bar a very popular item at a wedding? Because I'm self-conscious dancing in front of the chassan. There's something wrong with you? No, there's something right with you. I'm nervous to go into the wedding because there's a crowd and I gotta, as my good friend Mike Dube always says, you're looking for the next, right? You're talking to the guy and you're looking for the next best conversation while you're talking to that guy. Looking for the other chavra. You talking to me or you talking to that guy? Then you go to that guy, you're making sure, how do I look? Very, very normal. But it's also very normal that people have real anxiety from other people. Now, some people like it. Anyone who's taken Strength Finders, there's something called WOO. WOO stands for winning others over. Winning others. Some people love a crowd. Some people love a crowd. Introvert, extrovert. That's a very natural thing. Some people naturally are extrovert. Some people are naturally introvert. Introvert is someone who likes processing by himself, alone, my corner, my own thing. Extroverts love processing with other people. They love getting out there. Some people can't deal with getting out there. They got to stay to themselves. That doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. If crowds are tough for you, a shiur is tough for you, I'm embarrassed to ask. Some people say, oh, I'm afraid to ask a question in shiur. It's very good. That's good. It's good to be a little bit, have a little bit of a aima of a tzibur, to be a little bit nervous. It's a good, it's a very healthy thing. So listen to this. He persistently rejects any claim upon him, higher, holier authority. The oasis that appears to represent the affluent, fulfilled way of life may be the route to a wretched and tragic death. What seems to be the path to freedom is in fact the road away from Hashem towards a dreadful end in the wilderness. The goat who escapes being sacrificed in the Hashem sanctuary stands tall, arrogant, and secure, looking down where his unknowing companion lay bleeding to death. He is, however, ignorant of the abrupt, Aaron, I'm going to need your help with this one. I don't even know what that word is. I don't even know how to read it. Precipice? A cliff. Okay. Oh, like a cliff. Sorry. Dr. Ringo, right? That will. I say that with respect. You know that. I know. For you, it's possible. I know that. It's good. It's a compliment. Why? Yeah. That will open behind him, causing his own son death. Here we go. And I'll wrap up with this. Each and every one of us has two paths in life from which to choose. We all start out identical. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't have this trauma and he doesn't have that trauma. We all got stuff. Everybody's got stuff. Young to old, beard, no beard, payas, no payas, big yarmulke, no yarmulke, small yarmulke, blue shirt, white shirt, burichata, baruchata, doesn't matter. If you went to Lakewood, you're in Lakewood, five towns, it's all the same. It's all the same. This has trauma. That has trauma. This one has issues. This one's got everybody, like I said yesterday. You're jealous of this guy. This guy's jealous of that guy. It's right. The wonder ball goes round and round. That's what it is. That's the way life is. And I'm not invalidating and gaslighting. I'm really not. I'm not at all invalidating your stuff. I got stuff. I go to therapy. I say it publicly. I'm being recorded. I'm proud to say it. I'm not embarrassed to say it. I guess I'm a little bit because I'm giving this whole introduction, but there may be a little part of me that I'm saying, I, Yoni Fisher. I'm sitting in the base medrash with all of you. I love you all. I respect each and every one of you. Everybody, each and every one of every yid, every person, la'avdol, every human being. We have to be machaj, every human being, every bria, every animal we have to respect. Every bug, believe it or not, every bug. Mosquitoes, I'm still not holding by that. I don't like mosquitoes. They love driving me crazy. But I'm getting there. It is true. I did. I sometimes will not kill them. At that moment, I'm Amish, a big tzaddik. Big tzaddik when I don't kill the mosquito. What was I saying? I was just saying. Oh, I didn't even say what I was saying. I go once a week for a double session. That's how crazy I am. A double session. I shouldn't even joke like that. I go a double. You know why? I know. The reason I go a double session is because I want to heal. I want to heal. Now that doesn't mean you have to go to therapy. Some people, there's stages where you don't. It doesn't mean you have to go to therapy. It doesn't mean if you're not going to therapy, then you're not healing. Doesn't mean that. There are other ways to heal. I'm just saying, for me, it's very healing. I'm busy. I deal with a lot of people. I deal with a lot of things. And for me, to have the space for me to sort of just heal and be me in that element is so chashuv, is so important for me. So we're all, why am I talking? I always get off when I start going there. Why was I talking about that? So we're all the same. What? Right. Thank you, Gil. I'm not invalidating anyone's trauma and pain and what you go through. But we all have that. And what separates the goats, what separates one person from another person, is not now, because you guys are young. You might not see it now. When you're 20 years old, when you're 19 years old, when you're 22 years old, you might not see the end game, because the goats look identical. I'll be like, this guy's having a good time. I'm the one suffering. This guy's, where's all my hard work? Why am I, what's going on? But what happens at the end?
What does happen for the goat that was slaughtered?
He's Sir Lashem.
He's the Kapara?
You don't want to be the Sir Lazazel. You want to be slaughtered in the Beis Hamikdash. You want to be slaughtered. That's what he's saying. You know, you have to know your sacrifices. They're talking about two people, Bensi and Reuven Yonah, asking the question. Is it a joke? Yeah, give them. Yeah, Bensi and Reuven Yonah. You guys are asking the question. You separate yourself. You've separated yourself, not to separate yourself, to be shechted for Hashem. You guys are asking the question. You're not dead either way. You're alive. What are you talking about?
Is dead.
I told you. It's not dead. It's a carbon. What does that mean? It's not a dead.
It's not dead.
That you're losing yourself. The guy, I don't understand. The dead. Tzadikim b'misasim nekruim chayim. The rishoyim b'chayim are nekruim mesim. The tzadik when he's dead is alive. The rasha when he's alive, he's dead. He's dead. The tzaddikim are dead. Shams Rafal Hirsch is dead. He's alive and well. The tzaddikim are alive and well. A person who sacrifices, there's a legacy. How many times do you say Zaidi, Bubby, Alta Zaidi, Bubby, Zaidi, Bubby? They're alive and well. People who sacrifice, when you sacrifice what you think you're not going to... I haven't said this in a while. Could be I didn't say it the whole year. For marriage. Always good to talk about marriage. You get what you pay for. That's a No Mic Monday conversation. You don't think Shlomo Rosenthal is going to get an incredible shirt? Reb Chaim Kanievsky's granddaughter, I don't know, and B'nai Brak, I don't know, some holy Jew from B'nai Brak, from you don't think Yosef Schwartz is going to be a... Well, you know, what does that mean? So what happens? You don't see the light. You don't see the light. And you think I'm just being slaughtered with blood all over the place. You think, oh, I'm just being slaughtered. I'm all over the place. The blood's all over the place. But that's what separates. I don't want to say the men from the boys. That separates the goats. That separates. That's a good, what's it called? What? That separates the, what's it called? The pun, not a pun. Because goat.
Why is it not a goat?
Each one, here we go. No one is coerced to take the path of HELL. True, there are many temptations to sin, but without them, reward would have no meaning or value. How often do people look with contempt to those who have chosen? Okay, we don't need to do that. Only to track and come. What a piece. What an inspiration. And I want to tell you guys something. I want to tell you something that I think is so important. I want to tell you something that is so, so, so important. Rabbi Erblich's a big tzaddik. Rabbi Sermon's also a big tzaddik. They're going to say no, I'm wrong, but I'm going to say it publicly. I'm not saying this because you're 18, 19, yeah, 20, yeah, 21, 22, 23, 24. The decision the decisions in life continue. The stakes are high as you keep on living life. And like I said yesterday, it's about getting used to. It's about getting used to making certain decisions. It doesn't change when you're 30, when you're 40, when you're 50. It's only harder. It's only harder to live like this as you get older, not easier. It's harder because then you're already married. Then you already have your children. Then you already have your family. Then you're already a little bit more stuck. When you're younger, that's why it's so, so important to figure out who it is who you're going to marry. Because you don't get married at 30. You don't get married at late. You get married when you're young. You get married when you're young. That's late. When you're married, I don't mean that. I don't want to offend anybody by saying that. But we want to get married younger. Oh, so how big of a difference can that be? I say this to anyone. It's on the list. It's on the list of the things to get married. You want to be careful. You want to be careful because the person you're going to marry, it will change your life. I have many times where I'll speak to guys about shidduchim. I'll be like, okay, this and this and that. Is she going to be a good mother? Is she going to be a good wife? Is she better than you? Yes, run and marry her. Now, obviously, I'm oversimplifying it. People think, oh, we get along, we have good chemistry, it's good. That's also important, that's good, that's cute. But is she going to be a good mother? Is she going to be a good wife? Does she make you better? Does she make you stronger? That's what it's about. And you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for, which means the work you're putting in now. Every time you say no in Shmiras Einayim, every time you wake up and you get out of bed, and it's hard, I want to tell you something. Getting out of bed is hard for everybody. It's hard for everybody. It's not really hard to get at, right? No, what's the line?
It's harder to get at.
Yeah. Right. Why are you saying like that?
It doesn't mean it's not hard.
I just finished earlier.
It's still hard to get out of bed. It's just harder.
It's not. It's not hard to get out of bed. I just said it is hard. It's hard. What I really meant. What I meant was, it's just about getting. It's about getting out of your head. It's hard to get out of your head. It's hard to get out of your head. It is sometimes hard to get out of one's head. That's why we have trouble getting out of bed. Nobody has physical problems getting out of bed. It's all emotional. It's all psychological. I'm not saying you're not tired. I'm not saying your body isn't tired. I'm just saying it takes your focus. It takes our focus, my passion, my commitment. Okay, everyone. Listen, we're getting ready for let's learn a Hilchos Lashon Hara. We're getting ready for Shabbos. I'm excited tonight. We have I don't know how much Fabringen we could do tonight. It's Sfira. Is there a purity of speech here, or we have the, or you could do the halacha? What are we up to, Reb Zev? I don't know if everyone knows Reb Zev. This week's parasha has the Isser of Lashon Hara. This week's parasha. Yeah. Oh, we did this. Oh, I got it. Thank you. Sorry. I got it. Day 20. Double check. Day 20, page 61. You're not allowed to talk. Oh, wow. Look how minishmaim this is. Mamish minishmaim. I have this shaila now a little bit. I don't have a shaila because I said you're not allowed to talk negatively about a book, a newspaper, or a publication written by a Torah observant author.
A Torah observant author.
So that means if, let's say, you would say, I didn't like, and it's a stupid title, let's say one, a certain that would be pure Lashon Hara. I'm telling you, you're not allowed to say it. Don't say it. You could reach out to the editor, and you could tell the editor, which I did. You could reach out to the editor, and you could tell the editor, I think that is a might be Lashon Hara or might be Shemra, which I did. I did that, but I'm telling you now, and I'm saying it's being recorded, for you to say to your friend, I don't like that, blah, 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 is 100% Lashon Hara. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that incredible? Are we incredible? Are the Jewish people incredible? That would be Lashon Hara to talk about the cover headlines.
To say someone is lost.
I don't want to get into this. Lashon Hara. I wasn't talking about that. I know. But the bottom line is, I don't want to lie. You're not allowed. Myself. That's a shiloh, whether you talk Lashon Hara about yourself. But the bottom line is, you want to call up the newspaper or the book, and you can say, I don't like whatever it is. Even though I heard it was a great article. But if you don't like something about it, tell the person who did that. But telling a friend is 100% Lashon Hara. Have an incredible Shabbos. We'll all be together for Shabbos. Come join tonight. Incredible week, everybody.